Today's share in the Dear Shoe Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Dalid Omud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah and Simen Reish Samaches. Today is Chav Dalid Elul, and this is the yard site of the Holy Chofetz Chaim, Risomer Kegan HaKohen, Zatzal, and we are always learning in the tremendous debt that we owe to the Chofetz Chaim for writing this and many other wonderful svarim that we can, Baruch Hashem, engage in the Torah Hashem, and we learn Le'ilui Nishmas of HaKadosha. Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, HaToa B'Tvila Shabbos. If a person makes a mistake with the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, if a Hichlev Shalzu Bezu, he makes a mistake, instead of saying at nighttime, Atakidashta, he by accident says Yismach Moshe, or vice versa, any of the possible combinations, Eino Chozer. He doesn't have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yodalit, She'iko Bracha Revi'is, he would say Vimnu Chasenu, the essential bracha of the middle bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, the fourth bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, when we only say seven brachos, is the saying of Ritzei Vimnu Chasenu. And that, Vizenem Arbechol HaBracha Shal Shabbos, that actually is included in all three of the Shemoneh Esreis of Shabbos. Even though the first paragraph of the fourth bracha, the middle bracha, is different, but Ritzei Vimnu Chasenu is the same. And he concludes, V'davko kishasiyam abracha. This is acceptable, be the evet, to say that you're Yotze with the quote, wrong Shemoneh Esrei is only if you've already concluded the bracha. But if you are in the middle of the bracha, then posik, you should stop and go to the right bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. The issue foot number 16 says, what happens if you just said bracha to Hashem and you realize you said the wrong Shemoneh Esrei? So we've learned this din previously, and that is whenever you do not have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, so you shouldn't say over there, lamdeni chukecha, which is a posik in Tehillim, which would allow you not to have concluded the bracha. But since you don't have to go back in this situation, if you say bracha to Hashem, you do not over here say lamdeni chukecha, you just finish it off, mekadish Shabbos, and even though you said the wrong first part of the bracha, since you say to say b'nu chasenu, you yotze. The issue foot number 17 brings down the reasoning behind the difference over here between on making a mistake in the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei is you don't have to go back, and when you said Atah Chonein, you finish off that bracha and then you go back. So he says there is a difference between saying technically a correct bracha of Atah Chonein, which while we don't say the middle brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei we were allowed to, as we pointed out in the previous year, as opposed to on Shabbos, if you're supposed to say Atah Kidashta and you said instead Yisach Moshe, that's wrong. And therefore, if it's in the middle of the bracha, we don't say just finish it, we say go and change it to the right bracha. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yesh omrim, and there are those that say, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Tezvav says, the Achronim, and brought down the Magen Avraham, the Yeraba, the Bir Agro, the Nishmas Adam, all question over here, Tomo, they're shocked. Amasha Kosov B'loshon V'yesh omrim. Why did the Mechaber choose to write over here the Loshon of V'yesh omrim? The Kuli Alma Modim is there. Everybody agrees with this. This is not an isolated Das Yochid over here. In any event, the Mechaber writes, V'yesh omrim, Shem Hifchlef, Shall Musaf be Acheris? If you changed around and instead of Musaf, you said a different Shemoneh Esrei. Oh, Acheris b'shal Musaf, or you said a different Shemoneh Esrei instead of Musaf, then you definitely have to go back and be Chozer to say the right Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes Zayin, Ba'afilu imu Acheris gam kem yinyan Shabbos. Even, for example, if the Shemoneh Esrei that you said instead of Musaf was a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, could go in Yismach Moshe, v'chei agavne. If instead of saying Musaf on Shabbos, by accident you said the Shachris Shemoneh Esrei. Since you didn't mention anything about the korbanos, even though you mentioned Shabbos, and certainly if you said another tefillah that doesn't even mention Shabbos, bedino kidileel, and the halach is as we said above, the makar raglav chozel rosh. If you already took the three sets back at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, you concluded Shemoneh Esrei, then you got to start from the beginning and say the right Shemoneh Esrei. If you're low akar raglav, but if you're still in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, chozel l'tikanta Shabbos. You just go back in this situation to the beginning of the middle bracha of the musaf. The first three brachos that you said, albeit with the wrong intention, are acceptable. This is brought down in dishuvah number 20, that if a person makes a mistake in the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh and forgets to say Yalav Yavo, and he only remembers this in the middle of Musaf, so if he said the first three brachos of Musaf and then he remembers, he can just go back and start davening Shachris right there, even though the first three brachos that he was saying in the Musaf was for the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, your intention doesn't ruin it. That's the similar din over here. The Mishneh Berurah continues with Kosav Chayyodom, Dim Niskar Achar Shasim Abracho, Em Tzoyes, Kol Mshishcha Ritzei. If you finished off the middle bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, but you haven't yet started Ritzei, then you can still say over there, Yom Avinasel Fanecha Korban Musaf, the Yotzebezet. You will have filled your obligation. That's called mentioning the Korbanos. and the day, and you'll be fine. And the Mishbur says, look in the Bir Halacha, Masha Kosu Obezeh. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Musaf Biacheres, tells us from the Derech HaChaim, the Kol Hechet Sheniskar Biemtze Eze Bracha, Migim Alachronos Chozel Tikanto Shabbos. If you only realized your error in the last three brachos, then you go back to the beginning of the Bracha, Tikanto Shabbos. He also brings from the Chayadim, the Kol Hechet Shetov, the Lohiskir Shemusaf, Biktushas Hayom, Azayom Rabbi Avodah. If you didn't say in the fourth bracha, you can still let it in the bracha of Ritzei. And when you say Vosheves Havoda, you should say over there, V'nasel Fanecha B'tmidei Ayom Mekarbim Wosuf. And Dishu foot number 21 adds from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Shekol Zman Shalosiyim Hamachzer Shklinos Letzion, Yochol Omar V'nasel Fanecha. As long as you haven't finished off that bracha of Ritzei, you can add it in even at a later point before the end of the bracha. Mr. Burin Sivkot Nyudzayin writes, Hainu, Sha'amar HaNusach Tikanto Shabbos. When you say the Nusach Tikanto Shabbos V'kavonoso Ha'isol Shem Shachwas, you're by accident, it's not Davni Shachwas, and you say the Musaf Shmon Esrei. Vav Shiyizkir Ba'abrocha Me'in in Shabbos. Now, you do mention Shabbos. Nevertheless, Afal Pikin Chozi, you still have to go back and repeat the Shabbos Shmon Esrei for Shachwas. Why? Kivan Sha'amar Musaf Toch Tviloso, since you said Musaf during this davening, V'shikir L'fnei HaMokum, it's as if you lied in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you have to say the proper Shachwas Shmon Esrei. V'dino Gam Kein Kidlea, we've already mentioned this, Dim Oka Raglav Chozi L'Rosh that if you did already take the three steps back in the Shemoneh Esrei and you said the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei instead of Shachris, you have to go and repeat the Shachris. But you were Yotzei Musaf. Even though your intention was for Shachris, you are Yotzei with the Musaf that you said. If you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei still saying by accident Musaf by Shachris, wherever you are, even if you're in the middle of the last three brachos, posek b'emtzah, you stop immediately where you are and you go back to the beginning of the fourth bracho, Maskel Yismach Moshe, and he adds v'ayin in the Bir Halacha for further discussions about this. Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Acheres b'shal Musaf writes, im nizkar kodim sh'okar raglov, you say Maskel Yismach Moshe, as we said. He says it's poshut, and you begin from the point where you made the mistake, i.e., you said the first three brachos correctly, that's not a problem. He writes from the Derech HaChaim, Sheposik, Tafilum Niska B'emsa Tfilus Musab, Dechozel Rosh HaTfila. And he says this is a mistake, that you shouldn't go back to the beginning of the Tfila, it's a Pella. And he concludes and he says, Bevadi Yesh Eze Toz Sofer Bidvar. There was a mistake made over here, you just have to go back to the beginning of the fourth bracha, the start of Yismach Moshe, and not the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The issue of number 19 brings down that if a person adds in something for a day that is sheker, for example, on a non-Rosh Chodesh day, he adds Yalav Yavo, he brings down, this is sheker muchlot, and you have to go back based upon what we just said over here. However, later on, the Chayyadim writes, She'im hiskir dover shlo bizmano, b'diyavidim si'im is a bracha, ain't a rasha lachzor. You don't have to go back. And there seems to be over here a difference of opinion in the understanding of the Morgan Avram. Ayin in this, there's your footnote for the discussion. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Chol Yom Lomar Vayichulu. We repeat Vayichulu after the Shemoneh Esrei. Mishum Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Because when Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide, we don't say Vayichulu. She'ein Omri Maso B'Tvila. And therefore, the Rabbi set up for all times that every Shabbos we should say Vayichulu for that Shabbos Yom Tov coinciding. V'gam Lohotzi L'Mishen Yodea. And another reason is to also people that didn't know how to say the song in Shemoneh Esrei. So now they'll say Vayichulu. They'll have somebody say it for them. And he brings down va'omrim oso b'kol ram u'me'udam. The minhag is to say this vayichulu out loud and to say it standing up. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches writes, agav shabbos zeh tiknul chol shabbosos. Because of this once every now and then occurrence, the rabbis did institute this custom of saying vayichulu every Shabbos for those shabbosim where yontif and Shabbos coincide. Sif Katan Yud Ches, you should say it standing up. Lefi shabbos zeh onu me'idim l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mayis v'bereishis. Because we're testifying, so to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and the din edim b'amida, and edus has to be said standing up. Kedusivi amdu shnehu anoshim. The issue foot number 23 brings down the Chazon Ish. That's why the Torah says that you should say it in a loud voice, as if we're announcing publicly to all comers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He brings down as well from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that if you already said Vayichulu in one shul, then you go into another shul and saying Vayichulu, you may not have to repeat Vayichulu, but he suggests maybe Ulai Tov Shiyoma, you should repeat it with them. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, V'tov l'omor, so b'yachad b'tzibur, you should say it all together with the congregation over there. The Eidos Shlemo Bo'inon Lohoyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's better to do this publicly with the entire tzibur over there testifying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. V'alkol ponim yebishnaimen, at least two people if possible. Yishuvu number 25 brings down a very interesting ruling. If you are in Elokai, Nitzor Lushni Meira, and the Tzibur is up to saying Vayichulu, then you should say it along with them. It's not considered a hefsik, it's considered part of the Leil Shabbos Tvila. And in order to fulfill this idea, this hiddur of saying it with the Tzibur, you are allowed to actually say it as long as you said the Yula Ratzon, and you're in the middle of Elokai, Nitzor, you so to say concluded the main part of the Shemoneh Esrei, but you're allowed at that point to say Vayichulu with the Tzibur. Indeed, he adds further that if you're in your silent Shmoneh Esrei and you're up to Vayichulu or about to be up to Vayichulu and they're going to say Vayichulu out loud, you should say it with them. You should pause and wait till they get to Vayichulu so you could say Vayichulu with them. He also brings down later in the footnote that if you're concluding your silent Shmoneh Esrei and they've already said Vayichulu, but it's Toch Kidei Dibur from them saying Vayichulu, you should still quickly say Vayichulu with them. That counts as well. The issue for number 26 does bring down for the Chazon Ish that you don't have to try to say it with two people. It says you have to be concerned, Yeshlochu Shinira Kemamid Edim on Maisa Bereshis, as if you're putting together a testimony, a formal testimony on Maisa Bereshis. And he says, Shitochin Av Ein Tzorich Lomer B'Kol Rama B'Mida. And if you're saying it by yourself, you don't have to say it even out loud and standing up. He brings down as well in Deir Shufut number 26 from the Pesach Devir, from the words of the Taz, that a woman would also be allowed to say this even though it's Eidus because it's so obvious to everyone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so therefore even a woman could say this. However, he brings down from the Kav HaChaim in the name of the Beis Menucha that a woman should not say it as the status of Eidus. She can say it, but she shouldn't say it as a testimony. Mishmur continues and writes, V'yochad HaMispal, if a person is davening by himself for whatever the reason on Friday night, Yesh Omrim, he brings down in the name of the Taz that you shouldn't say vayichulu if you're davening by yourself. Because there's no such thing as testimony by an individual. However, he brings down in the name of the El Yeraba, Sheyesh Omrim, the Yochid Yochol Lomar, that an individual can say it, I will ain tzorach amida, but he doesn't have to say it standing up. And he concludes, V'tov Shigama Yochid Yomar, he says it's preferable that a person should say it if he's davening by himself. However, Avaloy Yiskavin L'Shem Eidus, but don't have in mind that you're doing it L'Shem Eidus, like we just brought down in the name of the Kav HaChaim for a woman who's saying it. Elikakari B'Torah, just like a person who's saying Psukim in the Torah. Then he brings down for the Mati Moshe, Kosa Mati Moshe, Im Shochach Lomar Beveza Knesses, if you forgot to say Vayichulu in Shul, Yomar Oso Shebekiddush Me'umad, you say it in the Kiddush standing up. No matter what, we still say it in the Kiddush, even if you did say it in Shul. Now, the issue for number 27 brings down that the reason we repeat it in the Kiddush is Lahotzi es b'nei beiso. Biyotze, all the people in your house who didn't say it in Shul, that weren't in Shul. He brings down from the Rokeach a different reason. The Medrash says you should say Vayichulu three times, once in the davening of the Shmoneh Esrei, the silent Shmoneh Esrei, once after the silent Shmoneh Esrei, and then once alakos. The issue for number 28 does bring down from the Ramah that since you said it standing up in Shul, you should say even Vayichulu sitting down in the Kiddush as you do with the rest of the Kiddush. That's a discussion Mitzvah Hashem we're going to have when we discuss Kiddush, should you say it standing up or sitting down. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, the Omer Shliach Tzibur Bracha Achas Me'en Sheva. We say the special mini Chazaras Hashatz. The only time by Marv we say a Chazaras Hashatz, so to say, is we say this one Bracha that incorporates all seven Brachos. The Ein Ayochet Omer also, but an individual doesn't do this only when you're in a tzibur with 10 men. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkan Chaf, who Mashal Shliach Tzibur Omer Achar Atvila. This is after the Sarlach Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night. We say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu, etc. As we know, the Nusach we end Konei Shamayim VaOretz. And this bracha Mishnah Berurah said was Nisikina. It was set up Mishum Sakonas Mazikim because of the dangers from Mazikim, from damages. Shabbat Knesis Shalem HaYubasadad. As we mentioned already, their shuls were outside the town in the fields, and it was dangerous. So sometimes people would come late. That's why we mentioned, we say, Baruch Hashem Liolam Amen V'Yomein, and Yiru Einenu on a weekday, according to those opinions that say you should say it. And therefore, even on Friday night, even when we don't say that, because nobody's going to come that late, there's still people coming somewhat late. V'yishar Yechidim Beveis HaKnesis Vesadeh, and those people will then have to stay by themselves out in the field. L'fikoch Tiknu Baruch Hazu. So the rabbis instituted this mini Chazar HaSashat, so here, as the Shliach Tzibur is saying this, they'll have a chance to finish off their silent Shmoneh Esrei. And the Gam HaIdna Lozozo Takonim Imkom, even though this isn't true nowadays, we leave the Takona as it was to say this mini Chazar Sashatz. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bi Halacha Dibra Maschem Umut says, L'chatchilo Tov L'hadir Lotzeh Gam Dasa Tanakama. Why are we so strict about trying to say this together with the Tzibur? Because there is an opinion of the Tanakama that says, Tzrich L'hoi Ke'echa Davka, that you B'davka have to go and do this together with the Tzibur. Even though we don't pask like this in Chosh HaMishpat, they ain't Tzrich L'hoi B'yachad, that the Edom do not have to testify together. Nevertheless, he says we should try to do this. Furthermore, the Lechakila Tov B'Asara, he says it's preferable to do this with 10 people. And he says, Mitam Zeh, based upon this, I'm a spalo belachash, if somebody's davening a slower, silent Shmoneh Esrei, he should try to hurry up so he can finish it and say Vayichulu Im HaKohol. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us over here that it's actually preferable to daven a little bit faster so you can say Vayichulu with the Tzibur. Not everybody agrees with this. Deir Shufut number 30 brings down for the Chazon Ish, She'ein Roy Lekatzer Avur Zeh, a person should not speed up a Shmoneh Esrei in order to be able to say Vayichulu, and he goes through the reasoning why that should not be the case. He then brings down from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in the name of the Gro, the Meiri, and the Shulta Giborim, that one should try, in fact, to at least say the Vayechulu afterwards, Bekol Rom and standing up, and the Gros said you should try to do it, if possible, with at least one other person. Two people should be doing it together. And that's why they say, Lefize Roy Lemar Bitfilosu Kidei L'Omro Imatzibur. And therefore, it is preferable to speed up Yishmon Esrei in order to be able to say Vayechulu with the Tzibur. The best aids, of course, is if the Tzibur daven slow enough so that everybody has a chance to daven Yishmon Esrei properly and say Vayechulu all together afterwards. Tishah B'Av number 31 brings down the very interesting question, should you or should you not bow down when you start off the Chazoros HaShatz, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hosseinu over here. He brings down some in favor of it, some against it. Ayin Sham. He also brings down that you do not have to bow when you say V'Nodeh L'Shmo, even though that's Keneged the Modim, so to say, but you don't have to bow down at that point. And then he has also a question, should you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch, and should you say Yula Ratzon? And the Minhag of the Velt is not to say either of those two. Dishavu number 32 brings down that you don't answer Amen after Konei Shemayim V'Aretz because you're in the middle of the bracha. Number 33 says, what happens if you started saying the Kaddish and realize you didn't say this mini Chazaras HaShatz, and he goes through the details over there. And in fact, sometimes if you already said the Kaddish Tiskabo, you then afterwards say Vayichulu and the Chazaras HaShatz, and you repeat the Kaddish with Tiskabo. Ayin Shom for all of the details. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah miyu ima yochid rotzeh l'hakmir atzmo. If an individual wishes to go and be machmir, yochol amra b'lo psicha or b'lo chasima. He can go and say the middle part, what we call magen avos. He can say that without the opening Baruch Ator Hashem l'kem l'kev seinu, and without the concluding Baruch HaMekadesh HaShabbos. And the minhag is that the entire tzibur says it along with the shliach tzibur, without the first part saying it all together, or the last part, those are brachos, and the middle part, they're allowed to say it together. It brings us down in the name of the Abu Dram and the Kolbo. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chafalev says, "Haynu shemaskel mogen avos." You just say mogen avos, adzeh chamasil of reishis bovat, without saying anything else before or afterwards, which is a bracha. Tishah B'Av number 34 brings down, you can even say this alone in your house, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. However, he brings down that the Makor HaChaim disagrees. Tishah B'Av number 35 brings down to the Minhag Yerushalayim follows the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, She'ein HaTzibur Omro Klal, that the Tzibur doesn't say Magin Avos with the Chasin, just the Shliach Tzibur says it alone. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chavei says, the Ikar Takana over here, Hayosha Shliach Tzibur Yivarach Usa, that only the Shliach Tzibur should really say it. Akinir Apashat, however, Shemashin Ogin Beis Mekom Usha Shliach Tzibur Omer B'Kol Rom, Rak Ad Koni Shemayim V'Aretz. But he says, that custom which has come about, that the Shliach Tzibur says the first part of the Bracha, Ad Koni Shemayim V'Aretz, and then Achekach Omer B'Lachish, and he says it quietly, while the Tzibur is saying it out loud, Lo Yofenos, and that's wrong. El Achash Shesimu Akol, if the Tzibur is saying Mogin Avos, he should wait till they're done, and then he should say, Hu Yask afterwards. Siv Tes. Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Yom Tov that comes out on Shabbos. Eino Maskir Shal Yom Tov B'Bracha Me'in Sheva. You don't say then any mention of Yom Tov in this special bracha, which the Ramah says Pirush Birchas Kel Elyon Konei Shemayim V'Aretz. It's just a Shabbos bracha. It's not a Yom Tov bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says Siv Konchav Gimel Kilo Tiknua Ela B'Shabbos. It was set up specifically for Shabbos, and therefore Afilu B'Shabbos Eino Chova Mitzad Adin. Even on Shabbos, it's not an absolute obligation. Rakshet Tiknua Mishum Sakana L'Chanal. As we've already explained, it was set up for the latecomers and for Sakana purposes. And Madat Tikun Tikun. And what the rabbis set up, they set it up. They ain't Lohosif Aleh, and we shouldn't add on additional things. So we don't mention Yom Tov at all during this mini Chazar Sashatz when Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos. Sifyut, ain't omrim bracha me'ein sheva bebeis chasan v'yaveilim. We don't say this bracha in a non-permanent minyan. For example, instead in the house of a sheva brachos or the house nebuch of an ovel. The lekar taimo demiachrin lavo shiyu nizokim, because the people don't come late to something like this and there is no reasoning to add it on, and therefore one should not say it in those places. This introduces a very interesting discussion that we can start seeing in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Chav Dalet. Pirush, kishim espalim beveisom b'minyan, when you're davening in those places with a minyan, v'kol shekin also shim and also in other non-permanent minyanim that you just gather the people together in a house and you have a minyan, you don't say this. But if they are davening in that place on a regular basis, at least for some days, the Yesh Sefer Torah Islam, and there is also Sefer Torah over there, Kimobi Yeridim, like when they had the marketplaces where all the people would go for a couple of days and they had minyan in those places, Domele Beis HaKnesses Kavua, that's like a set Beis HaKnesses Ba'omim, and you are allowed to say this mini Chazaras HaShatz. We're unfortunately running out of time. There are many interesting Dirshu footnotes over here that discuss this further. For example, Dirshu foot number 37 brings down how do we define a set minyan. Dirshu foot number 38 talks about when the shul has to move to a larger place to daven because there are so many people there. And likewise, Dirshu foot number 39 brings about what about the hallways of the shul as opposed to the main shul itself. Ayin Shom for these discussions. The issue for number 39 also brings down, does the Sefer Torah requirement really hold true? Are there situations where you don't have to have a Sefer Torah, and yet you still could say over here, this mini Chazaras HaShatz, even though there is no Sefer Torah? He also discusses what is the status of Yerushalayim. There's a special minhag in Yerushalayim that they always say this, and does that include only the actual ear that's included in the walls, or does it include all of Yerushalayim? Ayin Shom for these fascinating discussions. Mr. Bruce of Kadchav, hey, right, if they do say it, you don't have to protest, even though there are shittas that say you shouldn't say it there. You can't just go say it if you want to, it's a bracha levatola. Better not to say it in this situation. That will conclude today's shir.